This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Earlier in the program, we told you that the lucky winner of the contest we did on Friday, where we asked you to text or call in your scores and what the game would be, was Rick. And Rick had guessed Bison 27, JMU 21. So a two-point differential. So he was heads and tails above everybody as the lucky winner. And we found Rick now because we had a written down the number wrong or something. And here is Rick to take a victory lap. Rick, take a bow, sir. Take a bow. Way to go. Nice job.
Thank you, Scott. And not, I guess I gotta say thank you to the good Lord. I guess he thinks I need a better pillow. My wife always tells me I need a better pillow. It's too flat. So I guess I gotta give credit to the good Lord to give me that closest score.
There you go. 27-21. When did you watch the game or listen to the game on?
Yes, I did. Yes, I was. That last play, that 2 second play, was terrific. So.
Woo. Yeah, it was, especially for you.
Yes.
Knowing what we know now, right? 27-21, the victory. So we have a MyPillow for you. If you hang on a moment, we'll have Daniel get your information so we can arrange to have a pickup place for you to get your free MyPillow, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Scott. Enjoy your show.
Thanks for listening, and appreciate it very much. We have a little bit of breaking news, folks. Yes, this is big. This is big. Just in right now. Breaking news. Yeah. Okay. So the breaking news is this: Cory Booker has dropped out of the race for president. Cory Booker, the what do we call him, Kev?
Todd? Spartacus.
We got a name for him, don't we? Yeah.
Me, Spartacus?
Maybe, do you have a little different music for...
Oh, you mean for him being out of the race now? We go here.
Yeah, exactly. Todd's got it right there. What do you got, Kev? That worked.
You
got eaten. Pac-Man.
Sorry, Corey.
Yeah. Sorry. To see you go. I like that.
See ya.
Boom. He's gobbled up. So, sorry to say, that's it. You know, that was pretty much inevitable, wasn't it? But he was... Look, every politician, I'll say it this way. Every politician has political instincts that make them, you know, think about what's next. That's just how they do it. But do you remember during the Kavanaugh hearings what a pompous jerk he was, where he was so obviously in every single moment getting ahead of his presidential campaign, and you obviously knew what he was up to. It just was like, ah, I'm gagging right now.
Yep.
Absolutely gagging. You know what I smell going on right now, folks, among the Democrats? And the impeachment charade is part of it, especially the delay. I think they're gearing up to help dear old Joe. I think they're gearing up to help dear old Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't, oh, Sanders win. Oh, he's going to lose for sure. Sanders will lose. I don't know. We should have an hour one day on who you think the strongest opponent to Donald Trump would be. I don't think it's Joe Biden myself, which I think is kind of funny. They want to get Joe Biden in front of Bernie Sanders. Now, I also think like this. If Elizabeth Warren is the candidate, if Bernie Sanders is the candidate, I want to think that Donald Trump could defeat them soundly, and I do believe that Donald Trump's going to be elected in a landslide, but you know, some unforeseen incident comes up and one of them ends up winning. That's really scary. I think Joe Biden's unable to be super scary, right? He's going to be a bumbling idiot and I think has no real core. So he's not the kind of guy that, in my view, is going to go, you know, zoom right in. I received exactly the same amount of texts in that last 5 minute segment for all three of my requested topic votes. I just said, text me what you want us to talk about, the refugees, Iran, or Megxit. And I literally just counted them. It's four for each. So here's what I'm going to do. Talk about all of them quickly. And I welcome your input on this. Give me a call if you got a question or comment. 701-367-2054. 701. No, that's my, don't call that number. You can text that number. 701-367-2054. Text Todd, 701-226-8503. He's back today. Todd's here. He was hanging out with, you know, the brass. You know, the folks that make the big bucks, they have meetings and they go places. You know what I'm saying? They go places. That was Todd, but he's back. He is back.
And I'll never, ever move to New York City. I'll just say it. Yeah. You say you were in New York City. Did you get any on you?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
pretty much. Okay, good. Nice place to visit. Wouldn't want to live there, you know, that kind of thing.
And if you want to call us, 258-0550. 258-0550. Okay, here we go. Megxit. I won't spend a lot of time on this, but people that normally wouldn't be following things with the royal family are following things. And I think this is a product of the whole Hollywood disease, right? So Meghan Markle is a Hollywood actress, happens to be from Canada, marries Prince Harry, and she is running his show. I mean, she is like running his show. You've heard that phrase, who wears the pants in the family? I mean, I'm waiting for Prince Harry to come out in a dress. And he does sometimes, you know, in that kilt deal. Because this is just, you know.
Wait, gotta have music.
What's the music for?
Oh, you're talking about the royals.
Oh, the royals. We have to have the music to talk about the royals. I see, yeah.
They have their own music, you know.
Yes. You know, and here's my thing on the whole Megxit deal. They want to do away with the pomp and circumstance and the focus that comes with being royals. Look, she knew what she signed up when she married Prince Harry. He knows what he's part of. It. None of this is a surprise. Okay? So, now they craft this way to say, well, guess what? We're going to go to North America and we'll kind of be not there, but we'll be eventually financially independent or whatever. It's like, I want my money. I want my fame, but I want to do my own rules. You know what I'm saying? I think the whole thing stinks to high heaven, and I think it's very indicative of kind of that Hollywood mentality. They're hypocrites, number one, as our friend, the comedian that hosted the Golden Globes, pointed out so well. That was just beautiful. You know, you'd work for, you know, people that own sweatshops. You'd work for people that have child slaves, but, you know, you'd work for ISIS. Sure, you would admit it.
If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Admit
exactly.
It, you would.
Yeah. That was outstanding.
And then at the same, and the next breath, they're you know, outraged over, you know, this, that, or whatever. So it's just vintage. And same thing on the, well, I want the money, but I don't want to play by the rules. Oh, I see. Okay, I want to be part of the royalty, but I don't. Yeah.
Well,
oh,
now supposedly she has some Disney deal now, or is about to get some Disney deal or something.
This whole thing sounds like
here we go. Okay, the only way you can do the Disney thing is to not live, you know, with grandma. Okay, well, we're moving then.
Unbelievable. Lance and Thompson, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I had something come across my Facebook yesterday about Meghan Markle and about her sponsoring a mosque, I believe, and its ties to many terrorists. But I didn't get a chance to delve into it any further. I forgot about it. Perhaps something you guys could look into today.
Sure, and verify it, see what we can find out. We'll do a little digging on that for sure, Lance. What's your overall gut on this whole story and this whole Megxit deal?
I haven't paid that much attention to where I want to give an opinion.
Yeah, no problem. I don't usually either. I opt out of the royals. I just think it's, who cares? It's pointless. It's not the real world. I don't care. But this one, I thought, given her connections to Hollywood, it's I don't know, worth paying a little attention to, because it exposes the games they play. Thanks, Lance. Appreciate that. Texter says, have you seen this story? Well, it depends. What's the story? It's in Double Bay Today. Does Double Bay Today mean anything to anybody? Is that a
no.
reputable New York Times-like publication? All right. Headline is, 34-year-old father of one decides to move out of grandmother's house. A 35-year-old man has made the brave decision to stop living with his grandmother. The man, known as Harry, told relatives he will still honor his family members, but will no longer live near them. I want to become financially independent, says the father of one. I'm also going to give up. What else is he going to give up? I'm going to give up something else.
Click on the article.
Oh, is that what I got to do? Okay, yeah. I'm also going to give up my allowance. the move is expected to cost him millions. But Harry says he's not.
Well, maybe Megan's going to make millions from Disney. Who knows?
He's already worth $60 million. Darlene,
he might get by on that.
Darlene in Riverdale, when we come back on What's On Your Mind, and more on these and other stories.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
About our listeners is they listen to every word of this program. They're with us all the time, and they support our fine sponsors as well. And that's important because that's how we remain right here on your radio. Some snarky liberal the other day said, "When do you have 6 listeners now? Maybe 10?" Like, yeah, let's see here. Number one, very funny. Number two, how long do you think you'd stay on the radio with 6 or 10 listeners? and I'm thinking not too long. Advertisers are what make us go. See, they know we have this vast audience all across the Northern Plains, and they purchase ads, and you listen to those, and that keeps us right here on the radio. So it's important. Like our friend CJ at DAG Diesel, where you are going to get incredible diesel service. They specialize in diesel, so whatever, you know, semi-truck, pickup truck, tractor, whatever you got, if it's diesel, they're going to fix it, and they do it from all over, even do house calls. 701-258-5011, you call them at. CJ, what you working on today?
Actually troubleshooting a wiring issue on a DD15. It's a 2013 model, so that's a Detroit DD15. So troubleshooting that, and then I got Brandon working on a C15 that's in a hay grinder. So like you said, we do work on everything. You know, specialize in diesels. You know, we finished up a Duramax the other day. That was a big project there. Had a bad head on it, put head gaskets in it and studs and all that. And trust me, Scott, I know you already know this, but, I mean, I've had way more than 10 customers just off of advertising. So it is one of those things that advertising with you has, you know, benefited me greatly, and I only advertise with you guys. I don't advertise anywhere else, and I have more work than I can handle. So it's your program's very good, and the customers that do come to me, they love me, and they keep coming back. They come back, they send their friends to me, so everything is very good with you. So
it's like one big happy family. No, I shouldn't even mention the loony liberals, but that's the kind of stuff that when they lose an argument, then they got to come back with that. Or like, oh, have you seen the ratings? Have you seen the advertising successes? But it's, you know, whatever. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I've been doing this a long time, so I've heard it all, so it doesn't really bother me. My wife always says, "How does this make you mad?" I'm like, oh. It says it's more on them than it says me when I've been yakking in a microphone since the talk radio since 86, for crying out loud. So, no, it's no big deal at all. We appreciate our advertisers really much. It's a big family is what it is. I mean, our family love listeners. If they need diesel fare, they're going to come in. They're going to see CJ at DAG Diesel, and then he becomes family. It just keeps extending out, and we love it. So call him at 701-258-5011. Good to talk to you, sir. Have a great week.
Yes, you too.
Talk to you later. Darlene in Riverdale. I love Riverdale. That's what makes me think of summer, Darlene. You know, Riverdale. Think summer. How are you today?
I'm fine.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell you, I thought The Revenant should be on the Academy Awarded.
Make the list? Remnants?
The Revenant.
The Remnant. Okay, The Remnant. Sure, all right. Was it good?
Yeah.
Was it? I never see any of the movies that are on the list. Never. Never, 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 never. What is your all-time favorite movie, Darlene?
I guess that one would be.
No kidding, huh? All right.
Is that the one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
I believe so.
Yeah, The Revenant is the... And that was a few years ago. That's been out a few years now, though.
Oh, very interesting.
The Revenant. Very good movie, though.
I love it. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, Darlene. You take care. We asked the question earlier, what movie should be on the list that didn't make the list. I added Safe Spaces and Richard Jewell. But Welcome Years as well, and then also your all-time favorite movie. Your all-time favorite movie. Todd, do you remember when we used to do a few of those shows once a day? We'd weave in what's your best movie, favorite burger, favorite... We're probably due for one of those. Maybe a Foodie Friday thing or something. We'll do that. I don't know.
There you go.
Because when people call in and talk about where the best burger is, or they talk about where the best steak is, or, you know, best bowl of soup, I tend to then crave it and go there. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did we finish on the Megxit deal?
Yeah.
Were we done, or did we ride that to ground?
I think you're good.
Okay. It's very telling. Let's put it that way. 367-2054 is the telephone number. Give us a call on what's on your mind. Next, Iran. I don't have to talk about this but in Iran, this weekend, protesters are turning on their government in a big way. Do you remember when this happened under Obama and we kind of looked the other way?
Yep.
We were like, whereas if we would have just even from a communication standpoint given them some support, which the president now is doing, could have made a big difference, could have taken down the people that go on to kill 600 of our American soldiers. This is why this stuff is important. But we were led to believe by the liberals who loved General Salami. Don't kid yourself. I know they say he was a bad guy, but they go on to talk about all the things they love. So it's sort of like being at a funeral. You know, he did some dumb things, but he was a good guy. He was a good dad, whatever. Okay, well, same deal. They clearly love the guy. These liberals that can't say enough about how Donald Trump was wrong to take him out. So they have this big funeral. Guess what? It was a fake funeral. It was fake news. That's why AP was there. They love fake news. They were covering a fake funeral. They had military people in civilian clothes. They were burning flags, made to look, well, guess what? All that's gone. And now what's happening? They're revealed to be the liars they are to their own public in real time over this plane downing. Your Ukrainian plane, they shot down. They had to admit it. And now, the people of Iran are protesting the government of Iran. So who's the good guy now? This is big, folks. This is big.
They're waking up. China's waking up. A lot of populations are waking up.
I want to do another show on this, or at least a segment or two in the coming week. But I'll just briefly say there was news this weekend about Texas opting out of the refugee program. And, of course, what do the stories say? Oh, first state of the nation, a bunch of racists. This is why people don't want to talk about this. There is nothing racist. There is nothing wrong with wanting accountability from government, ever. And when it comes to this subject, the people who are to blame for all of the blowback that, you know, comes on refugees who don't deserve this. I feel horribly for the refugees. They're human beings. I was raised to believe that every single person you look in the eye is made in the image and likeness of God. So how are you going to treat them? And I believe the vast majority of the American people are that way. So when there is an uproar over refugees, it's not over the individuals. It's not over the people. Obviously, we want them properly vetted. We don't want threats coming here, all of that. We are concerned about how long can we sustain $20+ trillion in debt and all. Look at San Francisco, California. It's a nightmare because they just keep saying, yep, 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 yep. They never say no. They never say no.
Well, that would be heartless and racist.
See,
and
exactly.
Mean.
Yeah.
And
instead, everybody suffers. Look at the homeless people on the streets suffering. So to say, well, what does this cost? Can we afford it? Are the refugees coming here able to get into the workplace quickly? Those are legitimate questions. Doesn't mean you're racist. That debate has not gone away, but LSS is to blame. LSS is incompetent in how they operate the refugee program. I'm sorry, because they can't produce any facts and numbers. And that's the problem.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iranian police accused of firing live rounds at protesters in the streets of Tehran. Witnesses say several people were wounded, and cell phone video circulated by activists does show bloodstains on the pavement. They've been demonstrating against the Iranian government after it admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian airliner minutes after takeoff from Tehran's airport last week, killing 180 people, counting the crew. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this this is the week when Democrats will decide when to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate.
I've always said I would send them over, so there shouldn't be any mystery to that. What we did want, though, and we think we accomplished in the past few weeks, is that we wanted the public to see the need for witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened.
She was on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city.
In the season of giving, which Todd and Kevin tend to give me a little grief about it not being Christmas anymore. I was at Mass on Sunday. Guess what was up? Christmas decorations. It's still Christmas.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I have no problem with celebrating our Lord 365 days a year. I don't want to hear Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Tiffany ended yesterday, the 12 days of Christmas.
You Google it. You find it.
I don't know.
In the season of giving, which it still is, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. Think about that. The University of Mary is wonderful about making it possible for you to earn your degree with flexible classes available online in the evenings. Choose the best way you learn. That's up to you. Maybe it's while still working, spending time with your family. Take the next step to reach your career goals with a degree from the University of Mary. Classes start in January. That's this month. Also, next month, February. Call the friendly admission rep, University of Mary, to get started. 701-355-8030 or find them online, umary.edu/discovermore. Tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. They waive the application fee. It's gone. How great is that? Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Did you say Tim?
I said Jim, but that's what it says on my screen. Are you Tim?
Yep.
Well, as long as you're not Fred, you just go ahead and go.
Okay.
All right. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the FISA court, you know, almost right from the beginning, I thought they were part of the problem, as much as the FBI and part of the swamp, and I couldn't believe that more wasn't being said about it. Now they're checking into it a little bit more and want to rewrite the rules and regulations, and they're still going soft on them big time, and they had, I heard, 8 judges that they were going to choose between to help rewrite the regulations, and they picked the only Obama administration judge in the whole bunch.
Yeah, that screams deep state to me. In case you missed this, folks, the FISA court has a former Obama administration lawyer. He's also a left-wing blogger, and he's overseeing the FBI's reforms on the FISA court. Like, what in the world is somebody thinking there?
Edge to edge and
I mean?
Helps you collaborate.
Don't want to give any free commercials to AT&T.
It's absolutely terrible.
I do too.
Absolutely terrible. I can't believe the Republicans aren't doing more about it. I mean, it affects both sides once it's enacted. But
here's another thing. I forget who it was at the FBI, but it was a top Justice Department official. Might have been the FBI head. Apologized to the FISA court, saying, "Hey, we kind of blew it here. You know, we really blew it." Which, by the way, is the admission on everything. that everything starting back before Donald Trump was even president, with the Democratic-funded dossier, which then went to FISA and said, see, we have the goods, when they didn't check the sources on that. Then the person that wrote it went, no, yeah, I don't know if I even trust those sources. Oh, I see. Oh, it leads to what? Robert Mueller and a witch hunt that produces what? Goose egg. Nothing. Nada. Donald Trump. I mean, so 3.5 years it came from the FISA court. The FBI guy apologizes to the FISA court and doesn't apologize to Donald Trump or the people they ensnared with lies. You're exactly right, Jim, to bring this up. This is a new one over the weekend. Appreciate it very much. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Our next guest is picking out his Sunday best for a Wednesday trip to the White House to be part of the ceremony for the Phase 1 agreement with the Chinese. Is that going to be something or what? Daryl Lease, well-known voice to those here on What's On Your Mind, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, is here. Congratulations on this, Daryl.
Well, thank you. It's a big honor to be invited by the president to what is really probably one of the landmark deals that our country has seen in a long time regarding trade.
You should put your invite up on Facebook there. I've never seen an invite like that. They really do it upright, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put that up. When that came last Thursday evening, it was very humbling, to say the least. I'd had a little heads up earlier in the day that I was on the list from our great Senator Kevin Cramer. He had told me that I made the invitation list earlier in the day, and he said, I don't know when you'll be getting the invite. I don't know how. I don't know what they'll do. So later that evening, about 6-7 hours later, the invite came from the White House.
Yeah, that's talk about the significance of this deal, the Phase 1 deal. And we don't know every chapter and verse yet, right? I know they negotiate to the 11th hour and translate things, in one way or another and kind of get all the final details ready. But what we know, what do you expect the impact to be to North Dakota?
Well, simply put, $40 to $50 billion of annual agricultural sales is more than double their highest year ever and just about triple their average yearly balance that they do with us. So North Dakota being an ag state, being our number one industry, I think it's pretty safe to say that this is extremely big for North Dakota agriculture.
That's really amazing when you think about that. Just like you say, from a dollar standpoint, and of course this is Phase 1, right? I also think, I'm curious what you think about this, but I think this speaks volumes as to Donald Trump's negotiating strategy, which has been questioned a bunch. What do you think this says about how Trump has done what he's done coming in trying to get new trade deals?
Well, people that have never been in a high-level negotiation, which is about 99.9 endlessly people in the United States, we can't comprehend all of those finite things and decisions that are made and the counters that have to be made and when you got to stand up and walk away from the table. And, you know, we do that in our smaller dealings on a personal farm and ranch level, or any business owner out there, or even in your personal life when you're dealing on things as simple as a car. Just think about those negotiations, how sometimes you have to walk away and they take longer than you anticipated. That happened in this case. We all wanted to see this sooner, but, you know, I think, and I said it all along, we want to see it as quickly as possible that proves to be the best that it can for agriculture and for our country in general. And I think we're getting there.
You've talked for some time about the pork angle. I know we don't have a ton of pork producers here, but obviously we have plenty of growers that raise things that those pigs like to eat. What's going on with China and pork, and also what do you see this deal providing in the way of a win for those folks?
Well, so the newest numbers out, 17% increase in the cost of food in China, okay? 97% increase, so almost exactly double the price of pork, which is their staple protein over there. It's the highest inflation rate they have seen in 7 years. That alone is probably what drove them to do a deal right now instead of trying to hang on any longer. They're starting to rebuild their sow herds over there, but there's still going to be outbreaks of the avian swine or the African swine flu. They're still going to have swine fever. I mean, they're going to have those outbreaks continue until they get that population down to the, you know, survival of the fittest, those that have the natural immunity, because there's not a good vaccine out there for it. And so there's going to be a continued need. And as their population grows, there's going to be a continued need anyways. And that's good for North Dakota. Yes, we don't have a lot of pigs here, but we grow a lot of corn and soybeans, and pigs eat corn and soybeans.
They sure do. Do you think there's more animal agriculture in our future, or do you think the various regulatory burdens and localized, organized efforts against it make it to the point where, you know, people are going to go where it's more well accepted, and why go through all that expense and difficulty and when you can just go to South Dakota or somewhere else? Do you think we can win that battle still?
You know what? We're sure trying to win that battle. It looks bleak on some days, and it looks very positive on others. We in North Dakota in general have to stop putting our head in the sand and stop saying not in my backyard. This stuff is going to be produced. Pork's going to be produced. Beef are going to be in feedlots. Dairies are going to exist. Poultry barns are going to exist. Do we want to capitalize on the economic opportunity and putting people to work here in North Dakota, along with in the United States in general? Or do we want to ship this overseas and rely on food production from some other country? I don't think that we want that in North Dakota. We have a problem with something happening in our backyards as a general rule of thumb in North Dakota, which is very saddening because there's a great economic opportunity. The number one way to put value-added agriculture in North Dakota is through livestock, and we're missing the boat, and we need to change that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever we can get to come out of the ground, we can feed it to more mouths. I mean, it's kind of common sense, isn't it? Like you say, just more value-added, controlling your own destiny there a little bit. We're talking to Darrell Lease, by the way, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. He'll be here for a couple more minutes. He will be in Washington, D.C. Wednesday at the White House for the signing, President Trump, of the Phase 1 U.S.-China trade agreement. And certainly a great win for North Dakota farmers and ranchers, and Darrell will be there to represent them. Do you anticipate, what do you anticipate in Phase 2? What's next? What's the next thing in this deal, and how will that benefit North Dakota?
You know, I think Phase 2 is, this is just my speculation, is probably going to dig deeper into, more of the, long-term things, making this stuff more permanent and making sure that the checks and balances are there, that, China remains to be a good actor instead of going back on their word. And so I think that's what Phase 2 is probably going to encompass, and maybe an expansion of more in industrial type things, and maybe an expansion in technology type things. But once again, it comes with that caveat of quit stealing our technology, and do things right. And, let's work together. We are two major countries, us being the supreme, us being the free country of the world. But we're the two major players in the world. Let's work together instead of trying to steal things from each other, and the whole world will prosper better.
This news being pretty well received in the ag community with Phase 1, do you see it as a much-needed win?
Absolutely. I was on your show and talked a little bit about having the opportunity to sit down with Ted McKinney, who's in the Undersecretary for Trade in the USDA, when I was out in D.C. about a month ago. And there was a relief in that room, that small group of State Farm Bureau presidents that had that opportunity that evening to have dinner with him. You could just see this sense of relief come over them. Because, the Farm Bureau community has been, supporting the president in this, and farmers and ranchers in general have. It's taken longer than we would have liked to, but
gotta
hopefully
win.
We got a better deal because of it.
Got to win. Love it. Got to run. Thanks, Darrell. Have fun Wednesday. We'll talk with you after.
Hi. Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-4000. 7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit newleafhospitality.com. newleafhospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tioganb.org. That's tioganb.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of the left, all fruit of the poison tree. All right, process that one. That's from one of our fine listeners today. We have not had a chance to get to many of these emails. I had asked earlier for you to tell us any movies you thought that should have been on the list but didn't make the cut, because that's usually the case, right? I mean, and then tell us your favorite movie of all time. Here's a few. Spaceballs. Forgot about that. Wasn't
yes!
John Candy in that? Was it John Candy in Spaceballs?
Oh, yeah.
I think he was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Johnny Dangerously and Cool Hand Luke are others. How about the movie Unplanned? The true story of Abby Johnson and all the murderers that work for Planned Parenthood. That movie will change your life. And you're absolutely right. That one should be on there. That was this year. It's not a Hollywood movie. They're not going to do that. But That movie will change your life. I dare you, as someone that believes it is okay for a child to be removed from its mother legally, to see that movie and think if you don't change your mind. For one, the main character in the movie worked at an abortion clinic. She was like, in charge. And there were people outside praying for her and others that go in, and she just one day said, I'm done, and boom, went out there. And she'd had abortions herself. It's a fascinating movie. You're right. Unplanned should be on the list. There's others as well. I got to go through all of them so we can pick a MyPillow winner, and I will. All right, so what else we got? Chris Berg is here, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to believe that the television star of North Dakota has a few minutes for What's on Your Mind, but here he is, ladies and gentlemen, a regular on the program, and we love it. Hello, Chris Berg. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. If you've not seen Chris's show, you don't know who Chris is, I'd tell you to think Bill O'Reilly. Kind of the Bill O'Reilly of North Dakota media. You know, it's you get news, you get facts, you get black and white data, but you also get great opinion and comments and wonderful guests. So it's a good show. Bill O'Reilly's not on TV anymore. You are. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Chris. That's
thank all. You. I'll take that. I think he led the cable news ratings for decades. So I'll take that as a major compliment. Thank you.
What are you most revved up about today?
Whew, man. Other than the Bison and the NFL games over the weekend.
LSU and Clemson tonight?
Yeah, they had LSU and Clemson tonight. I mean, it was just an absolutely epic football weekend.
If you before you go to what else besides those things, I do have a text here that says, hey, NDSU fans, you're not that big a deal. When you beat LSU, get back to me. How would you respond to that?
Wow. I would say 8 national titles. I mean, that's just, it's unheard of. First team I think I read from since like 1897 to go 16-0. The quarterback didn't throw one pick. I mean, I don't care if you're playing peewee football and you go 16-0 and your freshman quarterback doesn't throw one pick. You got a bunch of returners coming back next year. I think the Bison is the definition of a dynasty. I mean, you can look at the Patriots, you can look at the 49ers, but that was a coach, that was a quarterback, maybe a couple quarterbacks, but here you're talking 3 different coaches, 3 different QBs, a bunch of different players.
Now you're making a very good point. You're making a very good point. There's FBS, there's FCS. It's like saying there's, a presidential race and a Senate race. I mean, that happens. Doesn't mean you don't have very powerful senators that go on to do a lot of things. And, I'm putting it in a political sense for you. And but some of them want to be president, some of them can, some of them can't. So, I mean, is FBS a big deal? Absolutely the biggest deal, no question about it. It's a different deal. But I'm with you. Pee-wees, flag football, if you have this kind of record, you'd go, holy buckets. I mean, they've dominated the world they're in. So I don't disagree with you one bit. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie ever?
Yeah, all time.
Oh, my goodness. That's impossible for me to answer. I mean, I
did
want to wag the... Yeah, I mean, I love Star Wars. I mean, it kind of depends on my mood. I mean, sometimes if you ask me that question, I mean, I would tell you... I don't know if I should say this on radio, but like even movies that are dumb, like Superbad. Remember Superbad? That movie was hysterical. Or,
I didn't.
You've got Anchorman or some of these just ridiculously turn-your-brain-off films that are fantastic.
Yeah. I can think of one of those.
Recently, that if you have not seen this, Scott, you need to put your mic down and go see it today, is Richard Jewell.
Oh, I saw it. I love it. It's fantastic. Oh. And I think it speaks volumes about the corrupt deep state, specifically law enforcement and how they play games with people's lives. And Donald Trump could say, see, this is what I'm talking about. What they did to Richard Jewell, they did to me. Same thing with the media. It was awful. Absolutely awful what they did to that man. I didn't know half of it. I mean, I was glad to see it just because I didn't remember fully half of that story.
No, I didn't either. And for people that haven't seen it, what Scott's alluding to is this guy's life basically gets ruined. And for 88 days, the FBI gives him a colonoscopy, and they don't even press charges. I mean, didn't even, press charges on the guy and still just dragged him through the mud for 88 days. And one of the best parts of the movie is at the end, when the FBI guy finally says, hey, we're not going to charge your client with anything, to the person's attorney, I love when the attorney goes, oh, thank you very much. Now, please tell me when you're going to have the big press conference to announce this. And, of course, there's no press conference. I mean, he did that just to make fun of what the FBI was doing. But my point to that is I think it tells you, Scott, that, you know, once that horse is out of the barn and you start ruining people's lives, like Carter Page, you can't get it back in the barn. People need to have a lot more, you know, responsibility around the power that they have.
100% agree. Unfortunately, we are out of time, so you're going to have to watch Chris Berg, KX4, West Dakota Fox, tonight. See you tomorrow.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.